Al-Tur, the Mount. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful, I call to witness the Mount of Revelation and a book inscribed on open unrolled parchments and the ever so much frequented house and its elevated roof and the dry and empty sea, that the punishment of your Lord is bound to descend. None can avert it. The day the sky shall reel and rock in a state of terrific commotion, and the mountain shall move fast. On that day, destruction awaits those who cry lies to the messengers of God, who indulge in idle talk, and who are busy in vain pursuits. On that day, they shall be urged to and thrust into the fire of Gehenna with a violent and irresistible urging. They will be told, "This is the fire you used to cry lies to. Is this an illusion, or is it you who are still unable to see? Burn you in it, and whether you show patience or you show it not, it will be the same to you, for you will be requited only for your deeds. Verily, those who guarded against evil will be in gardens and in a state of bliss, rejoicing at those gifts which their Lord will have granted them, and they will render him thanks that their Lord has guarded them against the torments of hell. It will be said to them, 'Eat and drink, and enjoy yourselves as a reward of your good deeds.' They will, on that day, be reclining on couches ranged in parallel rows, and we shall pair them with fair and pure houris. We shall unite with those who believe such of their children who follow them in faith, even though they do not attain the high standard of their forefathers' righteousness. Yet we will not deprive them the least of the reward of their deeds. Every soul stands pledged for his own deeds, and is neither deprived of the reward nor can escape the punishment of his bad deeds. We shall provide these owners of paradise with such fruit and meat in abundance as they desire. Therein they will pass one to another a cup of refreshing drink, which shall induce neither foul talk nor sin. Their own young sons, as pure as though they were virgin pearls embedded in their shells, shall go round them, and they will accost one another, asking mutual questions. They will say, 'Before this we were very much haunted by fear in the midst of our family about the consequences of our deeds. But Allah has been gracious to us and has saved us from the torment of the burning blast. We used to call upon him before in prayer. Surely he alone is the most beneficent, the ever merciful. So, Prophet, keep on exhorting, as by the grace of your Lord, you are neither a soothsayer nor a madman. Yet they say about you, he is only a poet. And we await the vicissitudes which time will bring upon him. Say, await you the calamities. I too am with you among those who are awaiting.' As a matter of fact, their reason prompts them to think of the Prophet in these terms. They are rather a people transgressing limits. They say, 'He has fabricated it.' The fact is that they have no belief in God. Let them then bring forth a discourse like this Quran, if they are truthful in their objection. Have they been created without a creative agency or purpose? Or are they their own creators? Have they created the heavens and the earth? The thing is only that they have no faith in God. Do they hold the treasures of your Lord, or are they the Lord supreme? Have they the means through which they can overhear the Lord? If so, let their listener bring forth a clear authoritative proof, just as the Prophet of God does. O disbelievers, as you believe, does he have daughters while you have sons? Do you ask a reward from them for your conveying the message, so that they are weighed down with a load of undue debts and so are finding it hard to pay? Do they have the knowledge of the unseen, so that they write down and judge things in its light? Do they intend to wage a war against you? But remember, it is those who disbelieve that will be the victims of their own strategy of war. Have they a God other than Allah? Indeed, highly exalted is Allah far above all the things they associate with Him. And even if they see a fragment of the sky falling down in the form of punishment, they would say, it is only piled up clouds and not a sign of punishment whatsoever. So leave them alone till they meet that day of theirs, the day of the Battle of Badr, when they will be driven into the fire of warfare, the day when their stratagem of warfare will be of no avail to them and no help will be rendered to them from any quarter. There awaits the wrongdoers yet another punishment, even prior to that punishment of war. But most of them do not know. Prophet, await with patience and perseverance the implementation of the judgment of your Lord. You are under our loving care and protection, and extol the holiness of your Lord along with His praises when you rise from sleep for prayer, and proclaim His glory for part of the night, and also at the declining of the stars when the night is about to end.